The pasuk says the story was that Tamar is Yehuda's daughter-in-law, and all of a sudden she's pregnant. Now Yehuda has no idea where it came from, but we really do know where it came from. It was actually Yehuda himself. He is not aware of the fact that he had a rendezvous with his daughter-in-law because he didn't know who it was. But that's what happened. Now he thought his daughter-in-law must have done something totally inappropriate. Now, while he was in that rendezvous with his daughter-in-law, he left her something that she said, you know, I want you to pay me for my services, because he thought that she was a woman of the street. And he says, well, I don't have any money, so give me something. This was all a ploy, because I guess she knew, Baruch HaKodesh, what was going to happen. So the pasuk says the following thing. Yehuda finds out that Tamar is pregnant, and she deserves, in his mind, a punishment. What's the punishment going to be? Death by burning. Otherwise known as Sreifa. So now, by he kishloish chadashim, it's 3 months later, and she's showing. Batukad liYehuda leimar zon so tamar chalasecha. Vegam hine ol iznunim. Vayoyimer Yehuda hoitzi uha vetsi sareif. Take her out and burn her. Don't kill her. Burn her. Now listen to this next pasuk. Listen carefully to the pasuk. And I tell you a beautiful idea from Rehuda Leib Diskin. Pasuk says, "He mutzeis v'hi sholcha el chamia." She takes out. She sends to her father-in-law, Leimar, to say, "Leish asher eile loy anochi hara." Whoever these belong to, that is the one that is the father of this child. Vatoimer, and she said, "Hakir no lemiachoy semes." Recognize who this is. So it would appear that she sent this entire message with one shliach. She didn't go. She's probably like being held up in jail or something like that. Or maybe she was just, you know, having, you know, what is it when women have when they are pregnant? Whatever, bad mornings. Akitzer, so she didn't go. She sent a message. This is the message she sent. Whoever this belongs to is the father of this child. Do you recognize it? Now, it sounds like this is all on shliach, but listen carefully to the pasuk. The pasuk says, and she said, he makes it, he shochel chamel, she sent to her father-in-law, Leimor, saying, Leisha sher eila lo enochi hara, the man who has these things is the father's child. Vatoimer, and she said, why does it say Vatoimer again? She's in the middle of her sentence. Why does she have to say it again? It's the middle of her sentence. Says the Maral Diskin, she didn't do that. She was a very, very sensitive woman. She knew that if she would send all this at once, and the shliach would walk in and say, whoever this belongs to is the father of the child. Do you recognize it? He's going to go like this. And what's the shliach going to realize? That's him. She's going, I don't know, something strange is going on over there. Right? So she didn't do that. What did she do? She sent one shliach without the goods, said whoever is the one that has these things is the father of this child. She sent another shliach that just said, do you recognize this? Now, he doesn't know the implication of the fact that Yehuda recognized it. Yehuda saw it and he was like, whoa. She said, what's wrong? Not for now, you know, because Yehuda doesn't. But the first shliach didn't see Yehuda's reaction because he didn't know what she was talking about. So Tamar did this intentionally, amazing, in order to make sure that Yehuda wouldn't be embarrassed. Now, Yehuda is the father of this child. She could have just like told everyone what happened, but she didn't. Why not? Says the Gemara. The Gemara says in three different places in Shas, Noyach loy le'adam, it is better for a person sheyipoil atzmoy lekibshon ha'esh, should be thrown into a fiery furnace, ve'al yalmin pnei chaveroi birabim, and he should not whiten the face of his friend in public, embarrass someone in public. And where do we learn that from? This story. Because Tamar was about to be thrown where? Burn her! She would have been, and she didn't say. She just said, whoever this is, he's the man. She didn't say, you're the one. And what did Yehuda have the courage to say? Tzadka mimeni. Tzadka, she's right. Mimeni, it's from me. So, but we learn from over here an unbelievable thing. A person should rather get himself thrown into a fire than to embarrass someone in public. Now, Rishonim bring over here two makaris for this very interesting din. The Rambam says the makar is from the pasuk. It says Haychiach tochias etz amisecha. Make sure to give someone mosher, give him mosher when he deserves mosher. But don't sin. What's the connection between the pasuk? When you give mosher, be careful not to give it where? In public. Because given in public, you might embarrass someone. So, that's what the Rambam says is the makor. And the Chinuch says the makor is from somewhere else. There's a pasuk that says onas dvarim, which is you're not allowed to say something that's going to be critical of someone, it's going to hurt someone's feelings. If you can't do that, also we're going to say the din is you can't be malvim pnei chaver rabim. Either way, the shaila is why? How do we know that you should? A person should get thrown into a furnace? That would sound like it was from one of the gimel averus chamurais. We know there's only three mitzvahs that we know of, the three averus, the person who has to kill himself for. They are? Exactly. So where did Malvim Pnei Chaver Rabim come from? So if you look, the lashon that the Chazal said is Noyach Loy La'adam. It's better for a person to throw himself in a furnace. What does it sound like? Is it Machuyiv Adam Lahapel Atzmal Kiv Shanesh? No. It's a good thing, sounds like. The lashon of the Meiri is Derech Tzachos Amru. Derech Tzachos means it wasn't, it's like an exaggeration. It's like, it was like just kind of like for shock value. They said it for shock value. It doesn't mean you should actually throw yourself into a furnace. You're not mechuyev to throw yourself in a furnace. That's what he says. However, from Tosfos it seems not like that. Because Tosfos says, let's ask the question. If you tell me that Noach Lodom Haplach Mekiv Shana'esh, why is it not in the list? It shouldn't be Gimel Averus Chamurus, it should be Arba Averus Chamurus. That's what Tosfos' question is. What does it sound like from Tosfos? That this is Yaharik Ve'al Yavor. That's it, Yaharik Ve'al Yavor. It should be part of the list. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. Tosfos' answer is a little bit cryptic. Tosfos says, it's only things that I'm a foolish in the Pasuk. Is there a mefurish pasuk that says you're not supposed to be malvim pnei chaver? No. You have to learn it out from mochiach tochiach, lusis lav chet, it's learned out from here, it's learned out from there. It's not mefurish. The question is, who cares if it's mefurish? It's not mefurish. But that's what Tosfos seems to say. It would appear from Tosfos that it is Yahari Kvaliyah. Comes along the Minchas Asher and says, I think not. I think it's not Yahari. I think it's a little bit extreme to say Yahari Kvaliyah or not to embarrass someone. So what does he say? He says, what's teretz? Tosfos is teretz. Tosfos says, if it's mefurish, then we're going to write in a list. It's not, what's the difference between mefurish and not mefurish? So he brings up something that came in our sugya. Our sugya, we spoke about, there's a difference between kesef, shtar, and bia. Those of you that learned that part of that answer in Tosfos. Teina, chidish bekaspa, chidish bebia ma'ika lemeimar, which Rashi brings a mandarama that says that kesef is midrabanon. It's not really midrabanon. It's midrabanon. It's midrabanon, the Rambam says, which means it's not mefurish. What difference does it make if it's mefurish or not? We see that something that's not mefurish is like a lower level iser. It's not as chomer of an iser. So says Rabbi Asher Weiss, maybe that's what Tosfos means. That because it's not mefurish, it's not Yaharik Val Yavor. Yaharik Val Yavor is only something that's actually mefurish. This being that it's not mefurish is taka not Yaharik Val Yavor. What?
There's a bia over here also.
There's a what?
There's a bia also. Bia's mitzvah.
No. I'm just bringing this idea. Just bring the idea that kesef and shtat, the kesef and bia are different. We see from the shita that says the Rambam. The Rambam says kesef is midirei seifrim, bia is midiraisa. So what do we see from that? We see that something that's midirei seifrim is like a lower level kedushin. It's not the same level. So too over here, this pasuk, which is not mefurish, is a lower level isser, even though it's actually part of the big three. If you look in Rabbeinu Yoina says, why is there an isser of a person not being malvim pnei chaver rabim? Says Rabbeinu Yoina, it's similar to lo sirtzach. It's like part of lo sirtzach. Because what happens? When the blood drains from someone's face, it's like all the blood is draining. So you're spilling his blood, you're draining the blood. So he says, maybe you're not actually killing someone, but we spoke about that there's something called avuzrayu. Avuzrayu also is Yaharik Val Yavor. We spoke about whether a person is allowed to hug his aunt or a business associate or whatever. These things are, they're not like the full-blown Gilead Arayis, but it's called avuzrayu de Gilead Arayis. That's also maybe Yaharik Val Yavor. Or a person going to the beach, if there's a mixed beach, that could also maybe be Yorag Valiavar. Or Mesha Feinstein talks about why it's not full-blown Gilearais, but it's Avuzrayu de Gilearais. So too, embarrassing someone in public might be, says Rabbeinu Yelena, could also be Yorag Valiavar. Avuzrayu de Shvichas Donen. However, and it's interesting, however as follows. So it seems from over here that it could be it's a machloikis. It's interesting because in this week's parasha, there seems to be a shaila as follows. When Yosef HaTzadik revealed himself to his brothers, who was in the room with them? Anyone know? No one. 10 brothers that all tried to kill him in the past, and just him. Well, 10 that tried to kill him in the past. And him. Oh, so it's 10 brothers against 2, okay? That makes you happier. The question is, when he revealed himself, he put himself in danger, did he not? So why did he not have anyone else in the room? Because he didn't want the brothers to be embarrassed. So says the Medrash Tanchuma. Says the Medrash.
No
one would know if they could kill him on the spot. So what do we see? What's the reason he did it? I'd rather die. Sounds like the same thing as Yehuda and Tamar. However, there's another medrash, which is in Bereishis Rabba, which says, Pum Fakert. Yehuda knew the brothers would not kill him in cold blood. That's why he was able to do it. It's mashma that Yosef, thank you. Yosef knew if he would have thought they would have killed him, he wouldn't have done it. So it sounds like the machlokes in the medrash. Machlokes in the medrash is that would he have rather embarrassed his brothers to save his life, or rather die and not embarrass his brothers? It seems to be a shot. Is this really Yorag Valiavar or not?
Okay.
What? One medrash says he knew they weren't going to kill him. That's why he did it. That's what the medrash says. He knows. That's the only reason he did it. If he wouldn't know, if he would have thought that maybe they were going to kill him, he wouldn't have done it. So it seems like from that medrash, it's not Yorag Valiavar. The other medrash says, he said, I'd rather die than embarrass my brothers. So is this Yorag Valiavar or not? It seems to be part of the machlokes over here. Now, the interesting thing is as follows. Interesting thing is, so Rav Asher Weiss, we have some interesting shailas. Rav Asher Weiss says to Shaila, what happens if someone is going to about to embarrass his friend in public? So, what? Do you have to kill him or not? But it didn't ride, Dave. He's about to go embarrass his friend. So what do we say? Embarrass his friend is like Shvichas Damim. He should have a din roi, Dave.
That's not literal, though. That's very far-fetched.
So
it means you walk out the gun every time you say, and you kill someone, every time you're about to say something.
Says Rav Asher Weiss, "Kolo Imre Kain." Says Rav Asher Weiss, "Kolo Imre Kain l'shoyte yichoshev." Anyone says that is a fool. Not only that, but it could be like bala hargocha hashkim bahargo. Someone wants to say something not nice about him, you just kill him. You can shoot him dead. No, that's not. That's just not. What? Okay, so he brings in Lashon Hara also. It doesn't mean that it has this. The Chofetz Chaim actually explains why it's compared to all three, because it's so common and because there's so many, but not because each Avera is its own. But I think that perhaps, and maybe Dovi, this will explain what you were saying also, the reason why this is not full-blown Shvichas Domin. If it's anything, it's Avuzrayu de Shvichas Domin. But Rav the Maril Diskin has another very compelling question. Why is Ritzicha Yehorek Valiavar? Why is it Sichi Yehorek Valiavar? What? My chazus the damach di dach sumach tvei. Dilma damach di sumach tvei. Who said that your blood is redder or thicker than his? It's a svar. Now let me ask you a question. Tamar right now is going to embarrass Yehuda, or she's going to die. Would you say that they're shkulin? Would you say that that's equal?
No.
You embarrass someone, and then your life is taken. How could you say my chazus the damach di dach? If the whole reason why it's Yehorek Valiavar is because it's part of what?
I can't
use it. You have an opportunity. Tamar right now might embarrass Yehuda in public. The other choice is she should die. So would you say that those are equal? So then obviously, there's we can't say, if he's going to die, I'm going to die, I could say that they're equal. But over here, he's not dying, he's just going to get a little embarrassed. Okay, get over it, you know? And she's pregnant.
And Bar Mitzvah says it's better to jump into a fire than to embarrass someone in public.
Yeah, but the question is, why is that true? Why do we say that? Okay. So my boy said, let's go like this. We're going to end soon. Let's go like this. We have a machlokes if there's a din of killing yourself in order not to embarrass someone. If there is, I understand exactly what Tamar was doing. If there isn't a din to kill yourself, so what did Tamar do?
Even if there is a din, we said he's not really dying.
Why?
It seems to be that was a kasha. So Rabbi the Minchas Asher answers that kasha and says that maybe the svar of machlokes is not really the reason why there's no din to go. Everybody has other rights. I don't want to get into it now, but the Maisa, it seems to be Machlekes. It seems to be Machlekes. Machlekes in the Medrash, Machlekes in the Rishonim. Seems to be Machlekes if whether you should rather kill yourself than embarrass your friend in public. So I'm asking you a question. What's Shan and Tamar? If you say you should, I understand. Tamar did what she had to do. But if not, so why did Tamar... What?
You don't have to.
She obviously holds...
You don't have to.
She embarrassed herself. Now I'm saying if you... Tamar did not reveal who it was. She left it up to Yehuda. And she tried very hard to hide it, Yehuda. So if you're not mechuyev to kill yourself, so then why was she doing this? So l'chayra, you'd have to say, and some of the Rishonim say, in Achanami she wasn't mechuyev, but Tamar did more than she was mechuyev. Hold on a second. She was a tzaddikus. So noyach lo adam. He said it's a good thing. It's an appropriate thing. Or maybe that's derech guzma or derech tzachus. But she did, even though she wasn't mechuyev. What's the problem? What?
It's an avera.
Oh, the shaila is the machlokes rishonim. The oil was holding in the sugya. So machlokes rishonim. If you're not mechuyev to kill yourself, are you allowed to? The Rambam says if someone's not mechuyev to kill themselves and he does it anyway, what do we call him, Dovi and Shir? Loser! Uh-huh. Right?
It's an Avera.
It wasn't there. What? It's an Avera! It's an Avera! So what does that mean? That Tamar did this even though she wasn't Mechuyev. If you hold like the Rishonim that say that even if you're not Mechuyev, you can do it anyway and we consider you to be very noble and a very, very bold person, okay, she could do it. But according to the Rambam, that's a loser. So... What? I think even like the Rambam, it's not such a problem.
Maybe you can learn.
Even the Rambam, it's not such a problem.
What should she have done?
What?
What should she have done?
Why would she have me so?
Maybe you could learn.
What? The Rambam doesn't hold the chayla. What do you mean?
The Rambam over here, by case of nefesh doesn't hold the chayla. Since he got the
chayla. Ah, okay, that's good. But if it's nefesh, nefesh,
can we say that we learned that by... Learned that you're allowed,
very good.
You're allowed to commit suicide if it's good to cause a kol Hashem. Because you said that Yehuda would be... had they done this earlier, then it would have been Chilul Hashem. No?
Yeah, but it doesn't sound like it's because of the Chilul Hashem that she did. She didn't want to embarrass somebody.
Right, but
what should she have done?
What should to stay alive?
What should she have done?
She should have said, "This is from you."
And therefore,
she didn't do that.
And embarrass him.
What?
And embarrass him
because she had. Why she should stay alive? So if you say that she's allowed to kill herself in order to for any mitzvah, anything you want, okay. But if you're saying that you're not allowed to do that, so how did she do this? So I think it's not a kasha, because I want to remind you, anything that happens Kleidah Matan Torah is like different rules. Okay. It's Kleidah Matan Torah. Don't forget that. Kleidah Matan Torah, you can kind of like pick and choose a little bit. So if she decides that she wants to, even the Rambam holds Kleidah Matan Torah, if a person wants to be Moshe Nefesh for a mitzvah, after Matan Torah you have a Chiyuv of a Chai Behem, so then you have your different ways of what a person is, you know, there's order of how a person has to do something. But Kleidah Matan Torah, I like to suggest that perhaps she could do it. Now the shaila is like this. This we're not going to pass him, but with this we're going to close. What happens? And this happens more than once. It happened in yeshiva. What happens if you suspect someone of doing something wrong? Let's say you suspect someone of having contraband in the yeshiva. Are you allowed to do something that's going to embarrass him publicly?
Publicly? it's necessary.
Well, in front of you, it's public. In front of you, and someone's got to be there. Are you allowed to do something?
One person. Is this a kasha for the Meister?
This is a question that happens all the time. This is a very famous question. This is a very regular. What?
Why is that a case? Why do you have embarrassment in public?
In front of you is public. I'll give you an example. Let's say someone's working in your store. He's working in your store. You run a chain of stores, of course. And you think that someone is siphoning off money. Okay. So before he leaves, you says to him, "Hold on a second. Do you mind? Can you just empty your pockets? Do you mind if I could just see what you got in your pockets?" So what did I see in my pockets? There's one. What you got in your pockets? Can you do that? You're allowed to do that. Now he's going to get very embarrassed. He's going to get very in front of you. That's in public. In front
not
of you.
Public is one.
Yeah, he's going to get embarrassed. Al yalbim pnei chaveroi. Well, it says birabim. Yeah, it says Berab. There's a story that I just heard. We'll end with this story. It happens to be a beautiful story from Rabbi Y.Y. Jacobson. Told it. It's a famous, somewhat a famous story. It's not him, but he told a story about a boy who called up his Rebbe, met from when he was in elementary school, and he said to him, "Rebbe, if you remember me, I'm like from way back in the day." He said, "I'm in chinuch myself, and it's because of you. You're the one who inspired me to go into chinuch." I think he met him at a wedding. Anyway, Kitzersi told him what did I do that inspired you? He said, "One time I was in class, and one of my friends bought a watch. He brought it to class, and it was like this really nice watch. I was jealous. So I took the watch." The boy realized the watch was gone. He came over to you and he told you, "Rebbe, someone stole my watch." So you made everyone line up and align in the class. And you said, "Everyone has to close their eyes and I'm going to go through everyone's pockets." And I was there. And I said, "Okay, this is it. This is going to be the end." And you found the watch in my pocket. You took the watch out of my pocket. You didn't say anything. You didn't embarrass me. You didn't. And you had such sensitivity to the fact that, I wasn't a bad kid. I fell to a weakness. And because you dealt with it so well, I felt I want to go into education." That's such a nice story. The boy said to him, "But Rebbe, you don't remember the story?" He said, "I remember the story, but..." He said, "You don't remember me? How could you not remember? I'm the one who stole it." He said, "I don't remember that you're the one that took it." He said, "How could you not remember I'm the one that took it?" He said, "Because I also had my eyes closed when I was checking the pockets." So the Rebbe wasn't even... It was like nothing... Not b'malbim p'chaveh b'rabim. He didn't even... Or in front of him even. That's a different level. That's a special level. Anyway, Kitzer, these are some of the shiles that we have. I don't have a halacha lemaisa. I believe Reb Usher Weiss is suggesting that for sure you can do it if a person has a worker and he has a good reason to be chayshish. You have to have a good reason. You can't just start accusing people of things that you can't do. But a good reason, perhaps you can call him out on it. These are certain shiles that we have in this that nageya to this week's parasha and also to what we're learning. Thank you so much for listening. Have a good Shabbos, everyone. Akiva, Shalom.
Shabbos.